Sit upright, chest up, shoulders down, spine straight but relaxed, away from the back of the chair, head level. Close your eyes. Now lift your gaze through the point between the eyebrows, peering there behind the veil of darkness, awaiting the light with calm, focused concentration. Without strain, but with positive, keen interest. Gaze into the coming light there. Let's do three rounds of the double breath, which is short, long through the nose, tensing the whole body, short, long out through the mouth. Let's begin. Inhale and tense the body. Tensing arms and legs, feet and hands. Exhale, throwing off all tension and restlessness. Again, inhale intense, vibrating with vitality and with joy, and exhale. Quiet the heart. Again, inhale intense. Exhale, relax. Sit and enjoy for just a moment this simple but powerful technique. Now let's scan the body. Fix your gaze at the point between the eyebrows, and from that point, scan the body beginning with the feet. Try to feel the left foot without any motion or movement. Visualize their space and relaxation. Move on then to the right foot, the left and right calves, left and right thighs, hips, stomach, abdomen, back and chest, hands and arms, throat and neck, face and eyes. Relax. Now relax the brain. Be still. Be centered in the self, in the perfect poise of the asana, the posture of meditation. Let's do a few rounds of simple breathing. Relax the diaphragm, inhale slowly. When you're ready, hold the breath and hold it in the heart center, the heart chakra. exhale slowly. At the end, relax completely. Pause. Repeat. Inhale, filling the balloon of the lungs slowly, without strain. Now hold the breath in the forehead. Concentrate there. Exhale. Pause, relax. One more. Inhale, even more slowly. Hold the breath in the entire body. Hold it in the aureole of light that surrounds the physical body. Feeling vitality and joy. Exhale gently. Take a moment to check your posture and refocus your inner gaze at the point between the eyebrows. Let's visualize now the Sushumna, the astral spine. It's the thickness of your thumb, a hollow tube that runs from the base of the spine on the inside of the body, up through the heart, neck, up to the base of the brain at the medulla oblongata, and it curves forward to the forehead. Gently sway the upper body side to side. Try to feel the Sushumna resisting the motion and making it easier to feel its presence, for it is subtle. Gradually slow the swaying to a stop. See if you can still feel the Sushumna. Let's tense and relax each of the chakras one at a time. Begin at the earth center at the base of the spine. Tighten the sphincter muscles, the anal muscles. Hold them there, mentally chanting Om three times. Om, Om, Om. The Muladhara chakra, relax. Invite the energy of earth, strength and loyalty. Self-restraint, power of self-control. Invite that energy upward to your consciousness in the brain. Come up an inch and a half, drawing in the sex organs, holding it there, gazing through the spiritual eye as you mentally strike the chakra, the Swadhisthana, the mantra of Om three times. Relax and release the element of water, rising upward, pure and humble, wise and adaptable, cleansing the mind of impurities, the heart of attachments, the body of all restlessness and stress. I am pure. I am free. Rise now to the Manipur chakra, the element of fire. Draw the thrust, the navel in, hold it there, strike it mentally with the mantra. Release the fire of self-control, of enthusiasm, the desire to go within and know. To be still and silently perceptive, offering the little self into the great self, rising upwards to the heart center, pulling the shoulder blades back. Strike the gong of the Anahata chakra, the sound of Om. Releasing into the element of air, freedom, compassion, love for all beings, and devotion to God and to truth. Come up now to the throat center, tense there. Vishuddha Chakra, the element of space. Om, om, om. Expand your consciousness out and spherically in all directions. All things float in your mental space. I am safe. No one and no one can harm me. Rise now to the Muladhara, the negative pole of the sixth chakra. Lifting the shoulders, pulling the head back. Strike the gong. Relax into pure consciousness, self-awareness. No name, no form. No past, no future. Only I. And then, as if bowing the head, knitting the eyebrows, offer the little self into the great self, the great light of God, into the bliss of the soul. Now relax. Try to connect the dots of the chakras so that you can feel along the Sushumna these spinal energies. Let's tune into their sounds now. The Muladhara Chakra, the earth center, is the great motor of the creation, like a bumblebee or a large dynamo, throbbing in all space. The Swadhisthana, water element, pipes the flute of Krishna, or the crystal clear babbling brook of pure water. The fire element, Manipur, like a sitar or veena or harp, soothing, calm, strengthening. Rise to the heart, the Anahata Chakra, and hear the great cathedral bells or the oriental gongs booming out over the countryside. Rise now to the ethereal element in the Vishuddha Chakra, the gentle wind in the trees, or the sound of a distant waterfall as you are approaching it. And finally, the symphony of all sounds, the mother of creation, the sound of Om, a mighty wind, thunderings and lightnings, the crash and roar of the great sea. With these sounds. We'll be chanting Om at each of the chakras from the base upward. Don't just sing, but hear the sound, feel the sound as resonating from the center of that chakra. We begin, of course, at the Muladhara, the base of the spine.
Chakra at the navel.
heart center. Together. Rest in the chakras. Feel their sounds, their voices in the ether of space, resonating outward, blessing all with their bliss, their gifts of the spirit. Be silent now for just a little bit together.